tonight or today. You are listening to the Distract and Disable program. I am your host, Glue Panda. So this cave I found was pretty extensive. Of course, I forgot my flashlight back at base camp, and it was really dark in there. But of course, it was not the first time I found myself in a very dark place and had to feel my way around. Anyway, you should try it sometime. You might be surprised at how good you are at it. But what's important here is that I finally found a light switch. Yes, a light switch. I turned it on, and I found that I was inside of some sort of transmitter room. Yes, a transmitter room. I know this sounds crazy, but I may have found the source of all those messages we hear. Hard to believe that all the speculation was actually true, but this seems like the real deal. So all you starseeds and indigos, it's time to climb out of your human skin and get cracking, because as far as I can tell, from here on planet Abu, things are really out of whack where you are. And you know what happens to two parallel lines when one bends slightly away. They get further and further away from one another forever. This is your last warning.
I'd like to visit the moon on a rocket ship high in the air. Yes, I'd like to visit the moon, but I don't think I'd like to live there. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I might like it for one afternoon, I don't want to live on the moon. I'd like to travel under the sea. I could meet all the fish everywhere. Yes, I'd travel under the sea, but I don't think I'd like to live there. I might stay for a day there if I had my wish, but there's not much to do when your friends are all fish, and an oyster and clam aren't real family. So I don't want to live in the sea. I'd like to visit the jungle, hear the lion roar, go back in time and meet a dinosaur. There's so many strange places I'd like to be, but none of them permanently. So if I should visit the moon, well, I'll dance on a moonbeam, and then I will make a wish on a star, and I'll wish I was home once again. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I may go, I'll be coming home soon, 'cause I don't want to live on the moon. No, I don't want to live on the moon.
Shone a starving world from on high.
The seas are deep, a full of light.
Tell me, where do we all fit in
this cosmic strife to inspire each other, make strong, to provide the necessity? We'll sing this song.
Share the world.
The overpopulation, here and now, there's plenty for everyone if we just know how.
Yeah.
we may already be living in the past. If that is so, then I guess there's probably no way to pull that fabric back in the other direction, toward the future. That is, unless you know how to trick out your DeLorean. I would suggest finding a way out of this mess that does not involve wishing. It's just like I always say, watching the clock will only make you wish you had a real job, not one where you're paid to watch the clock. This is the thing that always got me into trouble. Not watching the clock, which used to be my job until I got wise and then reassigned. The moral of the story is that the story is not what you're supposed to understand. It's what you are supposed to repeat when asked about what you may or may not know. Get it? Good.
Also in love with the body and is working on a way to bring the body with it when it travels to other worlds and dimensions. I write about this in one of my favorite poems that I wrote called A Love Story. Come 2012, we will have balance with the body and the spirit. Both parts will understand each other as the spirit is here, also trying to learn about the physical and how to maintain it in a harmonious way. It will no longer be just spiritual, astral bodies witnessing these other worlds. With body, physical, being brought along, that would mean that teleportation will be perfectly normal and natural. Another thing that will be perfectly normal will be other paranormal abilities. I came across this really cool book from a guy of the National Geographic team. The book is called Supernature, The Unseen Powers of Animals by John Downer. And it talks about how all animals have paranormal abilities, but in the animal world it is perfectly normal. The cover of the book has a Jesus lizard walking or running across water. As I was going through this book, my guys chimed in and said that animals mirror what we can do, that they have not forgotten about their connection to the other realms of consciousness and who they are. It is not just the animals that are mirroring our abilities, but also technology. To me, technology is something like training wheels, so that we can do all of it on our own. Everything that technology does, so can we. We use cell phones now, even though we are telepathic, but we do not believe nor trust in ourselves to do this. Now, cell phones are becoming harmful, as there is only so much time you will need training wheels for. I myself do not have a cell phone. I might be the only chick that does not have one. These cell phones are becoming so multi-purpose, I am waiting for them to be able to cut or grate cheese before I will even consider getting one. There is the internet, which is a very primitive version of the Akashic record. Internet or neuronetting, the linking up of the many minds. The more people I am speaking to who have contacted all, seem to be getting the same thing, as this makes me wonder, do I really need to write a book? Soon everyone in the world will be speaking about these things, not to mention babies born with the insight of a collective intact, free from the amnesia veil. Then there is the CT scan machine, or the CAT scan machine, that all hospitals use. Now there are lots of mystics and shamans and star children, etc., who can see inside the body and know what is going on and what needs to be done. So then, this being the case, what about the HARP project? It was this machine that was able to create the earthquake that hit China not too long ago because they would not comply with the Illuminati's agenda. If this machine can do that, what does that tell you? I'm not saying that it was the Americans that did that to China, but a select global elite, not one country or the other. We are very much under the flames to step into our power. Sorry guys, it's getting really late. We are very much under the flames to step into our power. If we are the ones creating these natural disasters, then we can also prevent them. My guides say the shift does not have to be as extreme as we think. We do have the ability to take an 8.7 quake to a 2.2. Can you imagine us doing that? In fact, when I was 19 and my psychic friends and I were so in tune with the earth that we picked up that Mount Shasta was going to erupt, we pinpointed the exact time and date and we all meditated on it, as well as when the time and date it was to happen. And when it came, there was this mass electrical storm, and we felt that the eruption was averted. Over the last 30 years, nuclear missile sites have been the location for many continual historic UFO sightings, such as that the Milestone AFB in the USA and the Rendlesham Forest Base in the UK. On each occasion, the nuclear missiles have been shut down by strong magnetic pulses when UFOs were observed above the missile silos. I think David Wilcock has talked about this. I am rather confident we will do this with the coming events. You are all the star children. You're here to do just that, to make the shift a smooth one and to jump the dark timelines. Okay, do that again. To make the shift a smooth one and avert and jump the dark timelines. You all have the power. You are the boss of this, and you decide how this story will go. my guides told me that it was them influencing natural disasters so that we could forget about our petty dramas, our everyday life, our material things in a time when we are afraid of our neighbors. Suddenly we are helping each other. It is kind of sad and incredible thing that it takes some disaster to bring about our superhero abilities and selflessness. Where a man will run into a fire to save a complete stranger, or a granny is able to pick up a car to save her grandson. Is it necessary though that these worst scenarios bring these abilities about? Ask yourself, who are you and what are you capable of? My favorite book of all time is The Anastasia Ringing Cedars. I've got the ringing cedar on, here it is. Which to me feels like a crime not to read and share with your kids. It talks about prophecy and how dangerous it is, how it keeps us in this circle reality that we cannot get out of. What we visualize as our reality makes it so. Remember, humans are their own self-fulfilling prophecy. My, how we have been conned to believe in the end of the world and revelations, which means come to light of what is not known, not yet known. We have been conned to believe in the destruction and suffering of so many, or conned to believe in the concept of the devil, wormwood, and evil because we do not have the balls to take the responsibility for our own mess. It makes me think of Homer Simpson when he caused a major mishap and said, "This is everyone's fault but mine." I have found that when one lies to themselves for such a long time, you even start to believe your own lies and forget what you really know. We are indeed in Judgment Day, where we judge everybody and everything, even ourselves, as we are the creators after all, and we are acting rather immature, while fragmented. What is interesting to me, though, is when these prophecies come to be, we say, "See, they are right. We better listen and find safe places." Yeah, they happen because we make it so. This is how a doctor can misdiagnose someone and say they have cancer when they don't, and cause the person to, and because the person believes that doctor, they think they know more about their own body than they do, they believe it, and the body develops cancer. This is also exactly how and why a psychic is always right, because we believe they have some power over us, and what they say makes it so. If the person does not believe, but the psychic's beliefs are stronger, then it still follows through to, "I told you, I am right, trust me." To avert these prophecies and visions, we have to create new ones, lovely ones of happy, healthy people, and a healthy, plush, lush, and pristine garden all over Earth. But visualizing is only the first step. What this will do, though, is filter and broadcast out to others throughout the world, who will then start to see the same thing and think it is some synchronicity. The next step is to become the change, become the peace, the love, the inner garden, and work on your own garden and your own family, who will be your fruit. All your power and insight of every religious figure becomes enlightened while out in nature. This is how animals connect. So how about us? How about we establish a relationship with the plants we grow and see around us? What about the animals? How is it possible that so few animals died during the tsunami? My friends, listen carefully to all that is around you when walking through this beautiful garden of a planet. If we connect back with nature and learn to listen to the folds of silence and humble our inner voice to listen and speak with a ladybug, you would learn that they know when a natural disaster is to hit, weeks before it does. Can you imagine that? We would have plenty of time to move all the people out of the city. Can you visualize this happening? Have you already seen it? I have.
gave up their beloved existence on other planets or in other realms and dimensions to help the people of Earth vibrationally fulfill their potential and evolve. Starseeds are a living portal, and their purpose is as a channel to allow the higher energies to pour from their home into humanity's. It is through this gift of energy that the humans are given the opportunity to bypass the three-dimensional world of duality and karma and move forward. Starseeds are amongst you now, and as time is an illusion, they have been incarnating on Earth throughout the pivotal moments of human history, before and after the distress call went out. A call brought on by the destruction caused by the world wars. Since this call, starseeds have been incarnating in preparedness for their important role in helping change your now. You may think you or your child are a starseed. The following are some characteristics that are true to my starseed experience. 1. You feel ancient to the core, as though you have existed forever. 2. You are soul tired and simply want to go home. 3. You remember what home feels like, even if you can't verbalize it. 4. You felt unique as a child, as though no one else was like you. It felt like there was them, humanity, and you. You may have even felt special or lofty regardless of your social stature. 5. From as far back as your earliest memory, your life has been littered with paranormal and psychic experiences. This may have manifested as seeing ghosts or other entities, seeing interdimensionally or into other times, seeing beyond the illusion, reading others' thoughts, dreams that came true, UFO sightings, alien encounters, and much, much more. 6. Your empathetic gifts are so strong it can be almost too much at times. 7. Your body functions differently to others, is more finely tuned and has a habit of reacting unlike other people's. Doctors are often stumped by you, and a natural lifestyle is imperative to your good health. 8. You are very intelligent, but not necessarily interested in academics. 9. You struggle to find what you want to do with your life because nothing in this reality really intrigues you enough to be dedicated to it. A part of you remembers so much more that life here is almost banal. 10. You have trouble being in touch with your body, or its limitations frustrate you because you remember far more freedom. Part of you feels you should be able to fly, teleport, or instantaneously manifest. 11. You have known since you were very tiny that you had a purpose or a mission to fulfill, even though the details may be elusive. 12. You have an extraordinary dream life, and waking life seems dull in comparison. 13. Others are often wary of you, and you are most likely singled out as a child and bullied or ignored. Friends were, and are often, few and far between. People instinctually know you are different, even if they don't understand why. You may have even felt alienated within your own family or had issues with one or both of your parents. 14. You can read people. They don't even necessarily have to speak, but you can just feel who they are, which is why you cannot be lied to. You see beyond the facade, and that makes some people uncomfortable around you. 15. Babies and small children are often drawn to you. Something about you fascinates them. 16. Animals tend to trust you, and you have a natural understanding of their wants and needs, as though you can communicate on some level. 17. Conversation frustrates you because you know what the other person is going to say long before they say it. Often you appear rude in conversation, either appearing disinterested or butting in and answering questions before it is completed. 18. Some may describe you as aloof, but when they get to know you, you're actually incredibly warm and loving. 19. You have created certain protective elements to survive in society because you find being around people quite hard, even painful at times, and you can only handle large crowds of people in very brief doses. 20. You are aware that you're an interdimensional ascended being here to assist humanity at this time, and you may have some memories of your incarnations on this earth leading up to this time. This knowledge is within you. 21. You have natural healing abilities, whether it be with your hands or throughout the comfort you give with your words. 22. You often find random strangers tell you their problems and seek you out for counsel, even from when you were very young. 23. You are advanced as a young child, speaking, reading, walking earlier than normal. 24. Some may have described you as a precocious child. You weren't afraid to speak your mind. 25. You have had trouble sleeping most of your life, whether it was due to insomnia or to fears that reared their head at night. Visions you see at night don't help the sleeplessness. 26. You have felt great despair or depression in your life, often connected to a desire to want to go home. Life here feels so very wrong. 27. You have difficulty comprehending why you would want to spend your life working at something you hate, so that you can spend all your money paying off your debts, so that you can be like everybody else, with the cool car and the mortgage. None of this makes any sense to you. You'd rather be poor than a slave to the system. People may view you as a dropout or lazy, but that has nothing to do with it. 28. You often feel connected to another place or time, and long for something deeper in your life. 29. You have an understanding of the divine beyond books, beyond religion. Even if you can't put it into words, spirituality is a part of you. It is inseparable and not learned, but definitely built upon. You didn't wake up to your spiritual self, because your spirituality has always been an intrinsic part of your nature. And 30. You know that your origins are not human.
Is astonishing because it sounds in space. Where does it come from and where does it go? Time and illusion, sound not related to the time it seems to take. I hear stars continuously playing their cosmic symphony and great spaceships adding their drone around Placentia, planet of plenty. I am Michael. My words go forth to fulfill the things for which they are sent, and do not return to me void. Sound of spheres sing, of life calling us forth to affirm the truth and to act in its eternal celebration. The sounding word can create joy for all of us, and the words of reaction playing back cause people to excel onward towards the light to comprehend it. Sound is shaped into music. I have run the cycle of it all and have returned to sound. 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 That sounds a warning, yet delivers. Can you make a sound? Try to make a sound that can go round the planet and from planet to planet, calling forth those who travel on instant, weightless, timeless light beams of sound. Sound.
www.distractandandisabled.blogspot.com.